Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Michelle, there are only 7 things in life you can control. Okay?
Can we really control anything, Pam?
Absolutely not, but we're just sort of messing around here.
Okay.
All right.
Let's be clear.
So the first thing, let's be totally clear. All right. So let's dive into these little, these elements here. The first thing you can control out there in Her Radio Land is your breath.
Which is something
caught you
I don't
on
do.
That one.
Yeah,
I don't do it. I'm telling you. So, you can control your breath, so you're not sitting there going all the time. Instead, take nice, deep, cleansing breaths. And what you're going to do is actually learn how to be able to relax yourself. And it's being mindful, focused on your breath. And so if you can actually, count 1 as you inhale, 2 as you exhale, and then get to 10 and start over again, you'll start feeling a whole lot better and more grounded immediately. Ah, didn't that feel good, right? All right, so I got the breath. What else can you control, Michelle?
Your self-talk.
Uh-oh.
Do you talk to yourself?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I talk to myself all the time. Sometimes it's not pretty.
Right? Well, I actually have a girlfriend who just told me about the fact that she talks to herself and she gets in the mirror and it really works for her. And I think there's something to be said about that, because we encounter, so many times when we engage in that negative self-talk, right? That women are notorious for it anyway. And it may be a surprise to you how often you criticize yourself. So you should really listen and pay attention. Try talking to yourself with compassion. For example, instead of telling yourself you're not good enough, remind yourself that you are worthy of love and attention, or that it's okay to make mistakes, because we all do. Right, Pam?
I love it. And, so breathing is so important. You can control that. And what you say to yourself. So when you look in your inner or outer mirror, what's coming out of your mouth? And God, I think you said a word there, Michelle, compassion. That pretty much says it all. Most people, especially women, find it so difficult to practice self-compassion, yet they'll be compassionate to some stranger.
For strangers. Yeah.
Hell yeah,
True.
All right, so what's the next thing? So we got breath, self-talk. The third thing is gratitude. You can control gratitude. That means you practice being grateful on a daily basis. It's really important, because when you do that, you literally reframe everything in your life. So when you wake up and you've got, what I call BMW, what that is, bitch, moan, and whine on your mouth, and you're like,
I've never
my
heard
God.
That before.
Oh, bitch, moan, and whine. It's one of my favorite peak-isms.
Doesn't that go back to self-talk?
Oh, it goes back to self-talk. And but it's also not even about yourself. It's sort of like, oh my gosh, my day's going to be so bad and people are idiots. But then stop for a minute. What are you grateful for? If you find suddenly you realize you have all these things to be grateful for, what are you complaining about? So when you practice gratitude, I always wake up in the morning and I literally go through my gratitudes. I try to say at least 5 things I'm just so grateful for, and then suddenly I just feel happier. I feel more joyful. I feel more calm. And you know what it does? It makes you more optimistic, makes you more positive. So all that's great stuff too. So, okay, your breath, self-talk, gratitude. What's the next one?
Your body language. Ooh.
What do you mean your body language? What are you talking about?
Well, according to social psychologist Amy Cuddy, you can demonstrate power and confidence simply by changing the way you hold your body, right? So what do most women do? We slouch. That's very common. We're always hunched over, instead of shoulders back. So, for example, you need to, adopting a powerful stance, arms on your hips and feet planted wide, causing you to take up more space, increases testosterone, which we love, and decreases the stress hormone cortisol, which we don't like. The result is this power posing, so makes you feel more confident. Think about this before you go into a meeting or a job interview, or simply before you leave the house. You need to make sure that you have everything, you feel good about yourself, you've taken the time that you need in the morning to nurture yourself, you've had your self-talk, you've had your gratitude, and now you're ready to take a stance that's powerful and strong.
I love it. Okay, I'm just power posing right now. Do you see me? Oh, my gosh. I'm occupying more space, as they say.
You do that
now,
anyway.
I know, seriously, I'm just, 5'9". It's kind of hard not, but you're 5'9", too. Okay, so what's the next thing, right? It's your mental and physical fitness. What does that mean? Well, it's right up my alley, honey. I'm talking about your ability to take good care of yourself. Only you can pack that gym bag. Only you can join that health club. Only you can find that buddy to take that walk with, that run with. Only you can sit back and take the time, the mental fitness time, as it were, to be able to have that coffee or tea with a friend. Spend time, precious time, cultivating your relationships. All of that is a huge priority in your life. I can't begin to tell you how important this is. No one's going to do it for you. Hey, women out there in her radio land, you do it for everyone else. You're packing everyone else's lunch. You're packing everyone else's gym bags. What about you? Stop for a minute and realize you're powerful here. It's going to have to come from you for your mental and physical fitness. What else?
It does. The mental piece of this is so huge, Pam, because we know so many women who suffer from depression, for example, and, you know, seeking help, too, is really important. If you don't have that capacity to have the ability to have the mental, you know, awareness. So next on the list, your diet. This is your favorite, right? And it's mine, too, quite honestly, because I like to eat very clean foods. So even though it might taste great, we know about junk food, don't we? It's bad. It's just flat bad. And your body and brain slows down, and it's not good. So consuming too much sugar has been linked to all kinds of medical conditions. So the metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, not to mention your mood swings. Plus, processed foods have been proven to cause chronic diseases like diabetes and obesity. So get that bag of carrots, bowl of fruit handy. Make healthier choices, because we're depleting ourselves. And when you're hungry, you're going to reach for the closest thing. Make it a grape. Like, I always keep grapes in my refrigerator. I don't know about you, Pam, but that's like my snack of choice.
Okay, and so I'll eat to that and drink to that. And then the final element is sleep. For crying out loud, sleep is critical. You're the one who's going to be able to make that time to sleep. I'm not talking about 2 hours of sleep either. I'm talking about 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Now, come on, you could do this. And so you have to clean up your own sleep hygiene to be able to make this work. Please, please, please remember, sleep is absolutely critical. All right? So let's go through them again. You can control your breath, your self-talk, your gratitude. Practice gratitude. Your body language. How about that power pose? Right? Your mental and physical fitness. It's all about you practicing self-compassion, making that work. You want to clean up your diet? Come on, nourish yourself. Don't pollute yourself. And then finally, your sleep. Ah, wonderful sleep. There you have it, the 7 things you can control. You can do this. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
It's never too late to start. You're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.